Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, let's play a game.
Okay,
so,
yes.
Again, not a lot of celebrity representation from Alaska. If you're in Alaska, I think that you should try to be a celebrity.
Oh, wait. What's that movie, Mystic Alaska?
Mystic Pizza.
Mystic Pizza. No, what was there's a hockey movie where it's like Russell Crowe is playing hockey in Alaska. Never mind.
Russell Crowe?
Maybe I'm wrong. I made this movie up.
Okay. Sorry, Adel had a fever dream. So we're going to play the only two.
History Alaska?
Two of the only celebrities from there are Sarah Palin and Jewel.
Whoa.
So I've come up with
Jewel.
A game. A quick
Sarah
game.
Palin's not a celebrity.
Yeah, well, she is basically. That's sort
yeah,
of.
Basically
she was.
Sure.
So you're going to say this is a game called Did Sarah Palin Say That?
Okay.
Is this a Sarah Palin quote or a quote from someone else? Okay.
Is our Jewel lyric?
No, well, that will come later.
Gotcha.
So we'll have a Jewel game after this game. Because it turns out it was too obvious to put Jewel up against Sarah Palin.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Because you kept singing the questions.
Buck up or stay in the truck?
Buck up or stay in the truck? This sounds like a Brooks and Dunn or Big and Rich lyric.
Yeah. Do you think that Brooks and Rich and Big and Dunn, like, do you think they ever, like, crossed over and was like, let's do, like, a wife swap, but
yeah,
for
it's like,
a country
yeah,
music
from a marriage, yeah.
You got to buzz in.
A buzz. Damn
GPC.
It. Oh, good. I will say Sarah Palin did say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And keep track of your own points.
Okay, because didn't she, doesn't she,
10.
Was one of her, yeah, I have 15, wasn't one of her children named Truck?
I think so. All right,
well, there
ready?
Was Rev,
uh-huh.
There was Driveway, there
yeah.
was Gravel,
uh-huh.
There was Storm Drain.
Uh-huh.
What were the other ones?
Blacktop.
Very
she got in big trouble
Caliber,
for Blacktop.
Yeah.
I have a very strict gun control policy. If there's a gun around,
anyone
I want
else?
To be in control in it.
Oh, wait.
You got a buzz.
I had to wait till the end. Buzz.
Wait, buzz.
Adel.
They had me at the beginning, and then I found out in the second half. That's got to be Sarah Palin.
Nope.
Chance to steal?
JPC.
That is Christopher Walken saying that to an empty chair that he kept calling Obama at the like Republican convention.
It's Clint Eastwood.
Oh my God.
Hey,
yeah.
Empty chair.
Poles? Nah, they're for strippers and cross-country skiers.
Buzz.
Adel.
Sarah Palin.
Yes.
That's Sarah Palin commenting on the war in Ukraine.
We say keep your change. We'll keep our God, our guns, our Constitution.
Buzz.
Adel.
Sarah Palin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely her.
Back
keep
off
your change,
or I'm going
right?
to go all hockey mom on you.
Buzz.
JPC.
I'm going to say that's Palin as well.
No.
No.
You fell for it. I trapped
Buzz.
Adel.
I want to say that was Wayne Gretzky.
There you go. Sure.
Yep.
You've heard of the golden
Hold on.
Rule.
What? Sure. I don't know if I like that response.
I'm sure he did. You've heard of the golden rule, haven't you? Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
Is it Buzz?
JPC.
I feel like that's a quote from the movie or from the TV show Firefly.
Wait. So you're right, though. It's not her. It's Jafar from Aladdin.
What's the Firefly one? It's
same
like you've
energy.
Heard about the chain of command. It's the chain I beat you with until you respect my command or something like that.
That's
I can't
hilarious.
Remember that quote.
Patton?
I love Patton. Those hockey moms. You know what they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull is? Lipstick.
Buzz.
Adel.
That's 100% Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm. We're red, white, and blue. And President Obama, we are through with you.
Buzz.
Whoa, what a rhyme.
That's got to be Palin.
Yeah.
Pump that would if I saw that live, I would get fucking pumped up.
I wonder if she in my head she had like a Dr. Seuss moment of like I got to rhyme, I got to get this this audience impassioned and it was something of like Obama, more like go llama, get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Don't ask what the Howard Dean's moment. Cream comes off on this show way too much.
Hashtag Howard Dean's Cream.
I had a moment today where I was, someone had posted the Twitter clip of the Hillary Clinton and Trump debate where Hillary Clinton says something like, well, I'm glad that like, Mr. Trump, you're not running what does she say? Like, you're not running our legal system. And then he goes, because I would throw you in prison. And I was like, that's such a funny line for a presidential debate. Yeah. I don't miss Trump, but man, I do miss the spectacle. The spectacle of just like, I think also.
He would be the funniest person in the world if he wasn't so scary and dumb and terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they should be like, all right, Trump, we'll give you your Twitter account back. You just can't run for president in 2024. Do you think he'd make the deal?
Yeah.
Let's make a deal, Mr. Trump.
He would. I feel like, yeah, he's basically, Aaron, I think you nailed it. He's basically Garfield, and Hillary is like his Odie, but instead of being funny, it's real scary.
Exactly. All right.
I do think that the Lock Her Up chant has one of the best chant energies of any chant. Like, it's pretty, I can see why people get swept up in the Lock Her Up chant. That's a fun thing to chant. Yeah. Just as an abstract.
You want to know, it really taps into our desire to call a woman a witch and burn her at the stake.
I was,
remember that?
I got swept up in it because I was in high school and I was like, oh, that means like an upgrade to your locker position. Because my locker was always near the cafeteria. And I was like, I'd rather be near the front hallway.
Yeah. That's like our mailbox for Hey Riddle Riddle. It's at the very fucking bottom. He's like, you're a young guy. You can get down here.
We got to lock her up. If you pay $10, I bet we can lock her up.
I bet we can lock her up. I said, can we kick out one of these other lockers? Let's lock her up.
Don't underestimate the importance of body language.
Oh, a buzz.
At all.
That is Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Yep.
Wow.
We eat, therefore we hunt.
We buzz. Eat, therefore we hunt.
JPT.
That is good old tricky dick eating ain't cheating Bill Clinton.
No,
buzz.
That is.
Buzz.
Damn it.
Buzz.
At all.
Is that the hyenas from Lion King?
Nope, that is Sarah Palin.
Oh.
Mr. President, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a nuke is a good guy with a nuke.
Buzz.
JPC.
That is the motto for House Greyjoy from Game of Thrones.
No. No.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.